I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1201, Secret Ally. How you treat a person depends a great deal on how you view a person. You know the drill. If someone is your friend, they can do no wrong. Okay, they do wrong, but you can easily dismiss it, forgive it, ignore it, and move past it. But if a person you view as your enemy, or maybe they just rub you the wrong way, does the exact same thing, it's the unpardonable sin, inexcusable, unbelievable, it's shocking, and you don't know if you can ever get over it. You know I'm talking truth today. Let me give you a secret tool that can change all that. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments: to love God, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor, not just the neighbors we like and get along with us, but our neighbor as ourself. My wife is smart, beautiful, and supportive. Just as I look for everything to be a possible podcast episode, so Jane also helps pass on ideas to me when she runs across something rather interesting. In the June edition of Simplify Magazine, you can find some real gems. So here's just one for us to enjoy today. The author writes, "I have a practice to help me become a kinder and less judgmental person. I credit it for drastically improving my experience in crowds, public spaces, and life among strangers in general. I call it the secret ally practice. Essentially, whenever I find myself mildly annoyed at a stranger for such offenses as poor sidewalk sharing, unfortunate word choice, or questionable shopping cart placement, I resolve right then and there to become their secret ally for a few minutes. My impulse in these situations is to silently grumble or condemn this person, which does nothing but darken my mood, rationalize my judgmental reflex, and reinforce the cynical parts of my mind. So, I take that feeling of annoyance as a cue to practice an entirely different program. I voluntarily assume the role of secret ally of whomever provoked me. For the next minute or two, while I'm still in their vicinity, I will look out for this person and help them should they need it. If they struggle to reach something on a high shelf, I will offer to get it for them. If their grocery bags tear open, I will help them collect the scattered oranges. I'd probably do these things anyway, but that's not the point. Unbeknownst to this person, I've gone from silently resenting them to silently looking out for them. Assuming this role of guardian angel, even on a very small scale, turns off the indignation and resentment parts of my mind and turns on the helpful parts. Essentially, I'm training the goodwill reflex, making it more familiar and closer to the surface, while the resentment reflex becomes less familiar, less sensitive. So, what's wonderful about this practice is it's portable and self-contained. You can perform countless iterations of this practice just by living life, as you'll never run out of small annoyances to work with. That's good stuff. Thanks, Jane. And to me, it sounds an awful lot like Jesus when he talks about going the extra mile, turning the other cheek, doing good to those who persecute you, forgiving first, just as you've been forgiven, and so on. Here's the great question. Are you in? Are you willing to prayerfully, actively look for someone who bugs you and then turn out to be their secret ally today? Let's pray. Oh, Father, sometimes people just get under our skin. It doesn't take much. A snotty look, a critical comeback, an inconsiderate action, and we're peeved. Would you instead help us respond like Jesus? We don't want to always respond like we normally do in our flesh. And we know that we don't know their backstory, their burdens, their pains that might cause them to act inconsiderately to us. Help us to love anyway, to forgive fast, to give graciously, to serve without bitterness, to be just like you, Jesus. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1202. In the meantime, I'm confident that you will have ample opportunity to put this episode into practice today. This day and every day, all day, hooray. It's easy to snap back, to respond in kind. But here's another way, another tool in your T2G toolbox for Christlikeness. Today, find ways to be a secret ally.